Nicole Chilton and Rachel Johnson from the Springfield Regional Arts Council. They have a couple of big things coming up. One of them is tomorrow night. The other one starts on October the 18th, which is, what, next Thursday, I believe, and will be a series of facilitated conversations that involve art and music and poetry. But first, let's talk about the Ozzy Awards, the 33rd Ozzy Awards. So whoever wants to go.
Okay. Well, thanks for having us, first of all, and congratulations on the successful pledge drive.
Thank you.
That's really exciting. The Ozzies are tomorrow night. It's our 33rd year of doing this, our ninth year at the airport. It's a celebration of movers and shakers in the arts community. It's also a fundraiser for the Springfield Regional Arts Council and our arts education programming. So it's almost like a variety show. We celebrate winners, and then they have performers in place, and we've got music by Sean Spires from the Springfield Regional Opera, Sean Monday. We've got John Strickler, Leather Butterfly, which is Greg Burris's band. We've got a short film, and then we have the Springfield Ballet. So it's going to be a huge variety.
As well as a seated buffet dinner catered by Touch Restaurant.
That's right. It's going to be very delicious this year.
And so gourmet food, live music and entertainment, and of course it gives people the chance to hobnob with all of the best and the brightest in the local arts community.
That's right. Our winners, we celebrate six winners this year, including educators and leaders, and we have a legacy award for Donna Crosby. So we just celebrate everybody, and their friends and families come, and anyone who's interested in the arts, it's a great time to celebrate.
Well, I was telling you guys before we went on the air that I may have been, as an Ozzy winner, I may have been the last one that they tried to keep it a secret from until the night of the award. So I like this way better.
Yeah.
You pick your winners, and they know they're going to be there, and you open it up as a fundraiser for the Arts Council. And yeah, I think this works better. I like the way you do this.
Thanks
winning,
for the feedback.
yeah. Well, there you go. Winning the corporate award is Great Southern Bank. High school choir director Alberta Smith wins the Education Award. Jeff Klinkenbeard and Ja Tahla, who founded the Springfield and the Ozarks 48-Hour Film Challenge, Sato 48. The two of them are getting the individual award.
Right.
They'll have to share that. Former city manager Greg Burris, of course, his band is going to be playing tomorrow night, but he is getting the Leadership Award.
Right.
Leadership Ozzy. And, of course, the late Donna Crosby, who is a major mover and shaker in the arts world in Springfield, a patron and promoter of the arts, is getting the Legacy Award. That's something you do every year if you offer an award to the family of someone who has passed away. And it wasn't recently, but that she passed away. But there's a rich legacy already in this city of people who have been involved with the arts and did great things for the arts. And so this year, Donna Crosby is getting the Legacy Award. And the Volunteer Award to a couple of longtime Arts Fest volunteers, Russ and Janet Rose.
That's right. It's always hard to choose who is going to be a recipient because, like you said, there's so many people involved in the region. And so every year it's a great chance to get to celebrate them.
Tickets are $100. They're available at springfieldarts.org. Or you can call the Arts Council at 862-ARTS, 862-2787. It is at Springfield Branson National Airport in an area just adjacent to the main. It is really in the main.
It's in between ticketing counters.
Yeah.
We transformed the airport for one night. It's really fun.
And let's see. Their happy hour reception is what time?
Happy hour reception's 5:30. We'll have Paco Padillo from Tlaquepaque, Mexico, performing with School of Rock.
And I swear he spends more time up here than he does at home.
I think he's here for the Sister Cities group tonight. They're
right.
Having their big event. So he'll swing by tomorrow before heading back to Mexico. And then we'll have dinner around 6:30, and the show starts right at 7:30.
And that is the 33rd Ozzy Awards given to individuals, organizations, and businesses by the Springfield Regional Arts Council. People and organizations and businesses, all three, who have demonstrated an outstanding commitment to the arts in the Springfield area. Again, starts at 5:30 tomorrow night with a happy hour reception. and then dinner at 7, catered by Touch Restaurant, and the awards celebration starting at 7:30 with plenty of live music and entertainment, and of course, celebrating all the Ozzy Award winners. Again, you can purchase tickets online at springfieldarts.org or call the Arts Council at 862-2787. Tickets are $100 per person. How many people do you think you can accommodate?
We usually seat for about 300. We have a handful of tickets left.
Okay, so not many tickets left, but there are still some, and you can get in on the 33rd Ozzy Awards if you go online to springfieldarts.org or call the Arts Council offices. All right, let's talk now about what you're calling the Community Concert and Conversation Series.
Yes. That is a new program that we're starting this year. We got funding from the National Endowment for the Arts in order to support these programs. We're going to be having a three-part conversation series, one this month, November and December. And what we did was we took some topics that were identified in the Greene County community focus report.
Specifically what you call red flag issues.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Issues of great importance and sometimes great agitation to people.
Definitely. Yeah. We really wanted to address that using some civil discourse but also at the same time using art as a way to bridge gaps and bring people together. And the first one of these series, the one that's happening next week, is going to be addressing poverty in our community.
Right. These are issues that were identified in the Springfield Greene County Community Focus Report as being important issues facing the Springfield area.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty, LGBTQ, race. Mm-hmm. So the first one, as you say, is on Thursday the 18th. It is at 7:30 p.m. It'll be at the Fairbanks Community Center, where the old Fairbanks School was at 1126 North Broadway. So who's going to be involved in that?
There will be the Arts Council will have presence there, of course. But then we're going to have Sarah Ebert, who's an artist from a little lower in the Southwest, kind of Branson-Hollister area. Mm-hmm. And then also artists who are part of the Expressions of Victory series, which is single mothers and individuals who are living at the Victory Mission. They are all going to be talking about how their lives have affected and inspired art. And then we're going to kind of round that conversation out with Amy Blancett from the Fairbanks and Janelle Reed from Victory Mission, kind of addressing like what resources there are in our community. And before and after the conversation, Andy Havens will be performing some music for us.
Right. Amy Blancett, who, in addition to her connection to the Fairbanks, is the executive director of the Drew Lewis Foundation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then Janelle Reed, as you said, from Victory Mission and from an organization called Single Moms Rock.
And she's Captain Springfield.
Now, that is the first of these facilitated conversations about hot button topics, but relating them to, or maybe leavening them somewhat with art.
Mm-hmm.
And you're calling it the Community Concert and Conversation Series, and it is Thursday the 18th, 7:30 p.m. at the Fairbanks on North Broadway. These are free and open to the public?
Correct. If you feel that you have something that you want to be heard, or if you just want to sit and listen, you're free to come and join us.
And the next one will be on November 8th at 7 p.m., and that will be at the Creamery, and a panel discussion with local artists from the LGBTQ community. And then the third one is December 6th at 7 o'clock at the Midtown Carnegie Library, with a music conversation and spoken word poetry about race.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if people want more information, I guess they can call you.
Yeah, you can give us a call, look at our website.
Send you an email at rachel@springfieldarts.org.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Call 862-ARTS, 862-2787, or visit springfieldarts.org. And again, that is next Thursday night at 7:30 at the Fairbanks, and of course the 33rd Ozzy Awards at the airport tomorrow night, starting at 5:30 with the reception, the opening
with our cocktail hour.
With the cocktail hour. Well, all right. That is Nicole Chilton, and you heard from Rachel Johnson, both from the Springfield Regional Arts Council. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day.